All right. So, everybody ready? Cole, you ready?
Yeah, I wanted to get a donut.
Oh. Well, they're in the back. Okay, I wonder if y'all can tell me when this word is used. How many of you have ever heard the word jinx? You ever said that?
Jinx.
Y'all ever said that? Anybody said that? Truly, you said it. When do you say jinx?
When someone said something at the same time.
Exactly. When someone says the same thing, you say at the same time. You normally hear people say jinx. Now, the reason I bring that up is the story that we come to in our study of the Gospel of John today is the story of when Jesus was betrayed by Judas. And the reason I say jinx is an appropriate title for it is because I bet you have probably had a close friend hurt you maybe once. You ever had that happen? You had a close friend that hurt your feelings? Never had that happen? Liam's like, no, never. Well, if you have, think of it. How many of you ever seen the movie Frozen? Do you remember why Hans and Anna, a few times? Do you remember why Hans and Anna connected so well? Who can tell me? Why did they come together? Right, they experienced the same thing. Remember, Hans said his brothers used to treat him like he was what?
Invisible.
And then Anna said Elsa was always doing what to her? Shutting her out, right? So they experienced the same thing. Well, what we see in this story is that one of the things you experience in this life and one of the things I experience in this life is betrayal, is hurt feelings from people who are close to us. And we see that Jesus went through that exact same experience. Okay? So here's what I want to tell y'all this morning. A really big word, okay? I know y'all can do big words. You know how I know that? Because in the movie Frozen, the word synchronization is in that song. Our mental synchronization can have but one explanation. You remember that? Okay, so I know y'all can do big words, and particularly big words that have an I-O-N at the end of them. Okay? So I know y'all can do the word incarnation. Okay? Incarnation. That's the doctrine that Jesus became a man. Without ceasing to be the Son of God, he became a man. Let me put it to you this way. He became so human that he is now part of the human race. That's how human he became. He became so human that were you alive when he were here and you passed him on the street, he wouldn't have appeared any different than any other person you saw, even though he was the Son of God. And that means, the reason I bring that up, remember the Gospel of John was written that you might believe? Well, one of the reasons it gives me and one of the reasons it gives you to come to Jesus is that he's just like you. He became just like you. He knows what it's like to skin his knee. He knows what it's like to be sick. He knows what it's like to be betrayed. He knows what it's like to have his feelings hurt. And so I'll leave you with this verse from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 to 16. Listen to this and then we'll pray. It tells us Jesus became like us. He came to us that we might come to him. And that's the truth. Hebrews 4:15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. And notice the conclusion, Annabelle, this way. Notice the conclusion. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So he came to you that you might come to him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the service today. We pray for a great time of singing. We thank you for Ryan and all the others who put together songs for us. Thank through them. We pray that we would worship you now. In Jesus' name, amen.